Welcome to a World Youth Day podcast brought to you by the Daughters of St. Paul. Don't forget to visit our website at www.daughtersofst.paul.org.au.
Morning prayer for Thursday, the 17th of July. O God, you brought us together as your church in the one Spirit of Jesus. Empower us to be faithful witnesses to our baptism, which unites us as children of faith. Bless our relationships with one another and help us to be one with you. Amen.
The Holy Spirit is what binds us together in love. The main scripture passage for today's reflection comes right before St. Paul's great hymn to love from Corinthians. It is only in love that we can truly receive the uniqueness and difference of one another. By treasuring this diversity in unity, the Church is the living image of our Trinitarian God.
Exalt the Lord our God, bow down before his holy mountain.
The Lord is King, the peoples tremble. He is throned on the cherubim, the earth quakes. The Lord is great in Zion. He is supreme over all the peoples. Let them praise his name, so terrible and great. He is holy, full of power. You are a king who loves what is right. You have established equity, justice, and right. You have established them in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before Zion his footstool. He, the Lord, is holy. Among his priests were Aaron and Moses. Among those who invoked his name was Samuel. They invoked the Lord, and he answered. To them he spoke in the pillar of cloud. They did his will. They kept the law, which he, the Lord, had given. O Lord our God, you answered them. For them you were a God who forgives. Yet you punished all their offences. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Exalt the Lord our God. Bow down before his holy mountain.
The scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 27 to 31. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way.
In his teaching on the church, St. Paul reminds us that it is as individuals that we make up the body of Christ, which is the church. We come with our own uniqueness, and we offer to the church a gift which no other member can bring. We need one another and have to support one another in our lifelong journey with the church. What gift do I bring to the church? What prevents me from sharing my gifts more fully?
Let us pray to Christ, who of his fullness gives his people love in return for love. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all pilgrims, that they might recognize the presence of Christ in the church and their own giftedness, which is so needed in the life of the church. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our communities at home, that they be willing to give of themselves, sharing their gifts for the good of others. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For film producers and directors, that using their gifts, they might draw attention to the drama of human life with its struggles, joys, and ultimate search for you. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, renew and enlighten us as your church to remain faithful to the good news of Jesus. Open the way for all to share and serve at your table as one body in our diversity of gifts. Help us to become ever more disciples of your Son Jesus and to love one another as you love us. Amen.